The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. 4 years ago, we won a fierce battle in the Kentucky State Legislature. Very few gave SB 245 any chance whatever to pass. It would come to be known as the Kentucky Marriage Protection Amendment. It was designed to protect traditional marriage between one man and one woman in this state, and at the same time, prevent homosexual partnerships from being recognized by the state of Kentucky as being legal. The Kentucky House of Representatives Leadership Committee, controlled by Democrats, tried to bury the marriage amendment in a committee to keep it from ever being heard on the House floor and voted on by the whole House. It had already passed the Kentucky Senate by a vote of 33-4. Governor Ernie Fletcher was promising to sign it if it could get to his desk. We knew it would pass the House floor if it could only get out of committee and onto the floor to be voted. Because people made phone calls, emailed, wrote letters, and came to Frankfort day after day, the pressure caused the committee to finally agree to hear the bill. On March 24th, 1 week before the session was to end, the committee agreed to discuss it. They did, and promptly stripped out the language of the bill that would prevent homosexual civil unions. This was designed to allow the legislators to go home and say to their people that they had voted for marriage, which was protected by the first phrase. However, it would also allow them to say to the homosexuals, who were supported by the press and the universities, that they could still work for civil unions in Kentucky. A sneaky way to look good to everybody. But the word got out, and people began to show up in the hallways in the Capitol every day, hundreds of them. Eventually, 5,000 would show up for a rally to protect marriage. Tens of thousands of letters, phone calls, and emails were sent to their legislators. This pressure finally forced the bill to be brought up directly on the House floor, 30 minutes before the session was to end. And it passed 84-11. Kentuckians would approve it on the November ballot by a 75% margin. Ladies and gentlemen, we need this same thing to happen again. While it appears we are winning the battle to keep casinos from coming to Kentucky, there are three bills stuck in the Judiciary Committee put there by the current Democratic House leadership. They need an honest hearing. SB 112 is needed to defend the marriage amendment. It would stop the universities from paying the health insurance of the partners of homosexuals who work for those universities, which they're already doing, by the way. SB 40 would force abortionists to show the women who come to them an ultrasound of their child in the womb before it is murdered. SB 63 would strengthen county ordinances that regulate sexually oriented businesses so as to discourage them from coming to counties which don't want them. The House leadership needs to hear from Kentuckians today saying, bring out SB 112, SB 40, and SB 63 for a vote on the House floor. I'll give you the phone number shortly. Only tremendous pressure from the people, supported by their prayers to God to move these deceived leaders, will win this battle. Kentuckians, rise up again. Call 800-372-7181 and urge the Kentucky House leadership to honor God and the people they represent by bringing to the House floor SB 112, SB 40, and SB 63 immediately. That number again is 800-372-7181. Call today. Stand firm in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Will you stand for the liberty of your children by making these phone calls, sending these emails? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.